Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me is the one and only Ronnie Karam. What's going on, Ronnie?
Well, hello, Ben.
Hello, Ronnie. We are here on Real Housewives of Atlanta Day. Very exciting. It's back. And in case you missed the announcement on our Potomac episode or on our social media, the nominees for the 2021 Golden Crappies Awards have been released, announced, and you can vote on them. The big award ceremony is going to happen on January 14th. Oh my God, you guys, we have an announcement on top of the announcement. After we recorded this episode, we decided to push back the date for the Crappies to January 21st, which is a week later, because we wanted to have more time for people to vote and to get word out, etc. So anytime we say January 14th, just think we're saying January 21st and stuff like that. Thanks. Which, as of press time, that's 10 days from now. So you have 10 days to vote for your favorites in all the categories. It's super fun. There's a bunch of categories, a bunch of nominees. And then we will have information about how to watch the broadcast as soon as we have it. We don't have it yet, but as soon as we have it, we will announce it. So keep an eye on our social media for all that to stay up to date. But do save the date, January 14th, because that's when the big show is going to be. And like every year, we are sure to have plenty of guests and fun stuff. So that's going to be a super fun blast. And then in the meantime, we're just going to get back to business as usual on the old podcast.
Yeah, it's time, everybody.
Yeah, so today we got Atlanta, and this episode opens up with glimpses of things happening around town. We got Shamia hanging out with Portia, and Portia talking about the mystery meat that she ate in jail, all that fun stuff, you know?
Yeah, Shamia, her baby's so cute. And then we go to Drew's house where her kid is insisting on calling chicken duck. Mm-hmm. And then we go over to Candy's restaurant with Riley, and they're with Don Juan. And they're talking about how Riley is so coddled. Like, how is she going to make it in the world? You know, right. He's like, well, you're not going to have your mother to do your homework. And she's like, it's not like my mother's an academic scholar or anything.
Yeah, she's like, she's street smarts, but she's not really book smart. So then ultimately we wind up at a yoga place with Cynthia and Mel. And
hey. It's Mel. I do yoga sometimes. I mean, you'd think I'd be flexible because I'm very athletic, but
yes, when I look at Mel, I think of nothing. I pretty much just think of the Olympics when I see Mel. I'm like, look at that very athletic woman walking down the street.
Just a speed runner over there, Mel. And they're going to a very on-the-nose yoga place because their instructor is named Yogi.
Yeah, Yogi.
Or was he just like, do you just say that? When that just hit me. Yogi, like, maybe they're saying like teacher A.
Yeah, Yogi may be his title, because it's Yogi. Sorry. A.
I was like, well, that's fitting. What else could you be? Like, I'm a Zumba instructor named Yogi.
I think, well, maybe he's like a fan of cartoon bears. But his name is Yogi A, not to be confused, Yogi B or C, or Yuki Go, or whatever that's called. So Cynthia, I love yoga, but I'm not consistent with it. So really, we're off to a great start with this episode, learning all the interesting details.
Yeah, Mal's basically, we're seeing how COVID is really affecting this show and who's letting them shoot.
Yeah.
Because now we're stuck at this, you know, little yoga studio wherever. So Kenya's like, yeah, let's do this.
Yeah, I felt bad that I was most fascinated in the scene by the little bit of deodorant that was in Yogi A's armpit. I was like, deodorant, which actually made me happy because I was like, why do I feel like Yogi A smells so bad? But then I was like, wait a second. He's wearing deodorant. Good
because
for him.
We all know that yoga person who's like, I use rock deodorant because regular deodorant has deodorant in it. And, you know, and you're like, I'm sorry, but the rock isn't working, okay? I feel like we all have that person in our life.
Yeah.
So then Kenya is saying, like, her hip's not moving because it's not moved in certain positions. And so, you know, basically they do the housewives thing where they pretend to do yoga for 5 minutes, send the teacher out so they can really start gossiping.
Yeah, exactly. So they're talking about Cynthia and this big fight that Cynthia had with Mike because, you know, she wants to have a super spreader event. And, you know, if she can't have that, then what's going to happen, right? So basically Mal's like, well, I just asked a very simple, albeit athletic question. And I said, what happens if the venue gets shut down on 10-10? Could we have the wedding at a track and field venue? Could we have it at a gym? Like, what are the options?
I mean, how many hoops are we going to jump through for this event?
Uh-oh, your phone's ringing.
Sorry, everyone. How I thought it was on vibrate. I hope everyone enjoyed. For those people that are out there, I hope everyone enjoyed that I have the ringtone that they used in CTU on 24.
Yeah, Jack never leaves his phone off.
Yeah, I'm being a bad CTU office person because I shut my phone off. I was like, sorry.
So Cynthia's like, I didn't go crazy. I got emotional because Mike was painting the picture of, do you want the marriage? Do you want the wedding? And Mal goes,
and she answered, I don't know.
And Kenya's like, that's not a good answer, Cynthia.
Yeah. And basically Cynthia's like, well, he's hearing that if I can't marry him, you know, at this place on 10, 10, 20, then I don't want to marry him. And Kenya's like, ha, 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 he's hearing that you want to make it a show. And unless it's filmed, unless that date is a big, like, produces a big show, you're saying you don't want it on 10, 10, 20.
And Cynthia goes, oh, well, that's breaking the fourth wall way down. But even if I wasn't on a show, she goes, but you are on a show. Then why are you doing it, Cynthia? And then Ken gets for some reason yelling at Cynthia. Right now.
I know. But kind of like it's kind of worth it, you know, because it's like Kenya's actually like speaking some reason into her. And Cynthia's like,
and I think Kenya probably knows because of her own experience, you know?
Yeah.
She's probably had this discussion with Mark because they didn't get married on the show. Now, right. Granted, she called the paparazzi to catch her and her wedding, but still, it wasn't on the show, so.
Yeah. So, and Cynthia's like, well, the show didn't tell me to have a big wedding, and the show didn't tell me that I had to get married, and the show didn't tell me I had to get divorced. I mean, the show didn't even tell me I had to give Peter a massage on camera, but I did anyway, so run and tell that.
The show did tell me, however, that Mal is extremely good at basketball. No, that was Mal who told me that. Never mind.
Mal, have you seen The Last Dance? So,
have you seen The Last Dance?
Have you seen that thing with Michael Jordan that was like 10 parts? I don't know. I don't really know what it's called. It's a documentary? No, that's not right.
So Kenya is like, look, you know, I've made my own mistakes with Cynthia. And last year I was kind of addicted to Cynthia and I'm trying not to, you know, be mean to people that are close to me. Only people with fake protesting lives. And I'm going to get that bitch later in this episode. So for now, I'm going to be nice to Cynthia. Okay.
Yeah, pretty much. So, and by the way, how interesting. This is the first time ever that there has been that breaking of the fourth wall and talking about like having an on-camera wedding. Because one of the things that we always talk about is like, oh, they're just doing this because that way Bravo will film the wedding. Or they're just doing this because Bravo will foot the bill, yada, yada, yada. This is the first time it was actually addressed on camera, which was kind of cool.
Yeah, and Kenya doesn't even give a crap about the fourth wall anymore. Now no. She's just going to yell at everybody right on camera, the cameraman, whoever.
Yeah.
So now we're at a restaurant with Candy and Kenya having lunch. And
they're commiserating Candy, about trying to lose weight. They're talking about, oh, my, like Kenya says something about how she hasn't eaten sugar all week long and they're just trying to lose weight. And Candy's like, yeah, me too. I'll have the wings and the fries.
Candy was so good in this episode. I was cracking up at her the whole time. Like when she showed up and she's like, okay, I guess I can do this chair because it's like a big chair. And then she goes, ah! Her laugh. Like, I love that squeal laugh. So they start talking about Cynthia. Kenya tells her that she had to tell Cynthia to get over it, just get married. And Candy goes, listen, last time she did it in the midst of brokenness, okay? So she wants to do it right this time. She doesn't want a donated dinosaur museum this time.
Yeah,
okay?
Exactly. Yeah, so then Kenya, she just feels bad with everything that happened with the proposal last year, and she wants to throw a surprise engagement party with Candy's help for Cynthia.
But Candy has to tell everybody that she's the one throwing it, because people won't come if they think Kenya's doing it.
Yeah, pretty much. And Candy's like, well, it sounds like you think people won't come if you're hosting it. And she's like, no, I mean, yes. And so she's already working with an event planner. And we see a clip of her working with, I mean, I feel so bad for these event planners on Atlanta, because they just get destroyed every single time. And she's like, I want her to walk in and cry. And if that doesn't happen, I'm going to need you to give me a refund. And I'm like, she's going to hold you to that, by the way.
I know, she's not kidding. So Candy's like, well, is everybody invited to this? And Kenya's like, who's everybody? Well, Marlo. It's about Cynthia, not my own feelings. Portia. Oh, you're testing me now.
Yeah.
Pass. Give another name.
So Kenya goes, has anyone talked to Portia? I know she was arrested. Again. Kenya's like, what? Why are you saying it like that?
I know, she's making it sound like she got arrested for drunk driving or something.
I know.
Give the girl a break. And she's like, well, it just seems that they're not fighting in the right way. I mean, she was at a protest without a mask. And Candy's like, yeah, but we're kind of at a time of social unrest, so... Yeah,
I mean, you know me, I'm like a mask Nazi, and even I'm like, okay, Kenya, chill out a little bit.
Yeah. And Candy's like, well, she's out here keeping Breonna Taylor's name alive, so as long as she's doing that, like, she could do it however she wants. So then they start talking about LaToya, and Kenya loves LaToya, and we see a clip of them, like, getting along and making sex jokes at each other. And so the producer asks Kenya if they've hooked up, and Kenya just laughs and is like, are you really asking me about...
I'm so over this thing that they're, because you know it's not a real thing, but they're all season long, they're going to hint at it, and then we're going to have to endure it as if it's something real. And this is the sort of like fabricated shit that has been the downfall of Atlanta the past few seasons.
I also think it's just a symbol of like an old show.
Yeah.
A show for older people, because I think that kind of in the regular young world now, there isn't this discussion at all ever. It's like, a girl's dating a girl this week and a guy the next. Like, who cares? Nobody even talks about it or thinks about it.
Also, we've been down this path before in like season 3 of Atlanta when Kim Zolciak, of all people, had a lesbian affair with a DJ.
Yes, Tracy. Yeah,
and the fact that like that's not something that springs people's heads like right away just shows how little we ever cared about it.
Yeah, that's true. So then we go over to Pastor Jeanette with Ralph and Drew, and they're going out of town. They have to talk to the counselor first.
They're going to talk to the counselor.
Yes, the cutest counselor of all time, by the way.
She was adorable. She's adorable, and she also like figured out Ralph real quickly. So she's like, Drew is telling her mom, and she's like, "Well, we're gonna have, well, you know, we keep going to different counselors, and then they give us homework, and then someone wouldn't do the homework, and then we wouldn't get to go back again." I'm like, okay, clear. Let it be known, I am 100% on Drew's side, and Ralph is an asshole and a dick. And but I'm also like, this is not how we're gonna make any progress by making passive aggressive.
Yeah, let's stop trying to start arguments.
Yeah, okay. Let's like maybe like don't be passive aggressive. Like you can only control what you can do, because he's a dick and he's awful, and you honestly should leave him, even though he has lovely arms. But you should leave him. But given that you're gonna try to make this work, since Drew, you seem like the sensible one. Don't be passive aggressive.
Yeah.
Until we tell you, you can. Because there may come a point where we say, yes, be passive aggressive. But for right now, doesn't seem advisable.
Yeah, so then they go outside, but they only have like two regular chairs, and he has to sit in like a little folding chair.
Yes.
And he's so mad. He's like, I feel like I'm in a kid's chair.
And you know he's like angry the entire time. He's like, I'm on fucking camera, sitting in a small chair. This is fucking bullshit. I'm the man of this house.
Yeah, glad I paid for this chair. So then the doctor says, okay, if you had two or three goals, what would they be? And she's like, well, transparency, genuine love for Josiah, and less hidden cameras without my knowledge.
my goal is that we do not reenact Sliver every night. That would be great.
So what does genuine love look like? And she's like, well, she talks about how her son, you know, is very sensitive, and Ralph is very, like, tough and doesn't give enough emotional love, you know? Right. He gives tough love.
Because he's a dick also, let's not forget. And then I like this. She said she wants transparency. You know, I just want to know if you're going to the store, if you're going to go work out, if you're going to go to Tampa. Just that. Just throw that in there.
Oh, so Ralph, what are your goals? And he's like, respect and sex.
And he wants it 3 times a week at least. And so she's like, okay, I'm just going to leave that there. Let's talk about respect. So what is respect to you? It's like, someone's not emasculating me. I was like, oh God, this guy's got masculinity issues. He's a lost cause. Goodbye. Go bring your toxicity to Tampa. Go to Tampa and spread it around. But you're not going to win with him.
Yeah, the good thing about masculinity insecurity is the arms. Like, honestly.
The arms.
It's like the over working out. It helps us in a way.
Yeah, I mean, my feeling is this. As long as you're going to suffer from toxic masculinity and deal with an inferiority complex that's going to plague you your entire life, you might as well take your shirt off.
Oh, yeah, he will. He will. Give him time. Give him time, Ben.
He's getting closer and closer.
Yeah, so so Drew starts crying, and she's like, you know, I allow him to be the man that he is, and he goes, oh, and like pats her aggressively on the shoulder, like, oh, okay.
Yeah, like, yes, like, sure. And she's like, what was that? She goes, that wasn't even real. And then, so then he tries to backtrack and backpedal and say, well, I just don't like seeing anyone cry. That's it. I don't like seeing anyone cry. And she's like, fuck you. Like, her eyes are like, fuck you. This is bullshit.
Yeah. So then the doctor's like, okay, Ralph, so just give me a general rundown of your history. So he's like, this is so on the nose. They got 5 years of therapy done in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I grew up in a single family household, and which I'm sure he meant parent. So I had to assume the man of the house role, and my mom wasn't very affectionate. And so when I was a senior in high school, I said, if you don't appreciate me, then I'm going to fend for myself and move in with my dad. And so that's what I did. And then she lost the house because she couldn't pay the rent. And we were basically homeless after that. And that's when she finally said sorry. And the doctor's like, so your mom said sorry after you left? And he's like, yeah. She goes, that's why he leaves. Do you see that?
He needs to get apologies.
Like, done. Your work here is done. Get well to my done. House.
I mean, I feel like it's probably deeper than that. That, like, it felt like very... I felt like what she said was true. It also felt a little bit like Good Will Hunting kind of like that easy psychology. Like, and this is why. If, as long as I say it's not your fault, everything will be fine. But at the same time, it was kind of true.
People do that. Like, they'll start fights so that they have the makeup part where you have to say, but I love you and I'm so sorry and here's hugs, you know?
Yeah. Well, I just like that. She just sussed that out like in a second, in a second.
But
like,
also okay. He just served it right up, you know? Yeah. So she's like, okay, so we're just starting this process. And Drew's like, well, we started it 6 years ago. If someone would have kept up with it. She's like, yeah, let's not do that.
That's not. She's like, I'm paying for everything his mom did. She's like, okay, you know what? Let's look to the future. We can't grieve the past. You know, we have to look to the future, et cetera, et cetera. And then, you know, Drew feels like she's doing all the work. I mean, it was a nice session. It's not going to change a single thing. But it was.
I hope so, because I cannot watch this couple fight every week. It will make me insane.
I'm actually kind of into it. I think it's fascinating. Well, because I feel like this is much more real than, I don't know, like Kenya may be having a flirtation with LaToya. Like this is...
Well, like, that's true. They're annoying, but it's still real content. In general, I just cannot be around couples that are like constantly having to fight in public. That's true too. It makes me fucking crazy. Commercials. Here comes one right now. So then we go to Cynthia, and she's getting a call from Lauren. Lauren's having a surprise party for Portia to celebrate all the work that Portia's doing in the world. And it's going to be like a fun girls' day party. And she's like, you know, girls that we like. And Cynthia's like, okay, cut that shade.
Yeah. And so so basically, Kenya's not invited. And Cynthia's like, well, can I bring up... Excuse me, I just burped totally on the podcast. But that's what happens when you talk about Kenya sometimes. But she's like, okay, well, Kenya's not invited. Can I bring her as a plus one? And I'm like, Cynthia, what are you doing? Like, that is, like, you're just asking for trouble right now. She's not invited. And, of course, Lauren's like, well, she can come only if she has good intentions. But you know this isn't going to work out, right? If someone says that someone's not invited, don't try to, like, be like, oh, but can I bring them as a plus one? It doesn't, it's stupid.
Yeah, I mean, but I think Cynthia's probably like, listen, person who's not a full-time cast member on this show, how about let's not have parties that we're going to immediately ice a main cast member out?
Yeah, that's true.
How about that? But yeah, like, and then you know Kenya's intentions later on in the show. It's like, okay, well, it's a good thing you weren't there.
Yeah.
But so she agrees. She's like, okay, as long as she comes with good vibes. So then Cynthia calls Kenya. And she's like, I received your advice. And then we see a clip of her practicing her vows with a mannequin.
And thank you, editor. Thank you, producers, for keeping the scene with Cynthia doing wedding vows to a mannequin. Thank you for just like keeping that a 10-second flashback instead of a full-fledged scene. You did us a solid there. Thank you.
So she's like, well, I got a call from Lauren. She invited me to this get-together to celebrate the, you know, all the work Portia's doing with protesting and stuff like that. And Kenny goes, well, let's see if I can get a party put together for me to celebrate all that I do. It's like, well, you do at least one a year. So
you do. Yeah. So Kenny is like, well, I'll go and I'll show my support as I would any of you ladies doing a good cause, because that's who I am.
Yeah. So then back with Ralph and Drew, he's getting a suit together because his dad just passed away. So they have to go travel to go to the funeral and stuff. And that's super sad, Avi. And then they have this awkward scene of like, let's feel things. And she's like, if you want to cry, it's okay. And he's like, no, you know, it just makes me think of life different. Like, you know, I love you for you and we have to grow together.
Yeah. Good luck with that. Yeah. She's just desperate to have him cry on camera. She's like, you can cry if you want, you can cry. He's like, I can go to Tampa too. I actually think I'm gonna go to Tampa instead.
I'll cry on my way to Tampa.
Yeah, usually happens. There's a correlation usually between Tampa and crying. So then we go to Tanya, and she's in a car, and the way the light is hitting her and her makeup, she has like very intense makeup. She looked like she was animated. She looked like it was like cartoon Tanya. I don't know why I felt like pointing that out, but I thought it was amusing. It was only for like one specific angle. So then Portia gets into the car and they're going to go driving off. And Tanya's like, well, I have got to get gas. Gotta get some gas right now. So we see them go get gas and she's filling up the tank and Portia's taking selfies. And then Portia's giving her...
Tanya doesn't know how to do the gas. She's like, what does this say? Am I supposed to press a payment key? What am I doing, gas? It's crazy.
And then Portia's like, no, we're good. Let's just go. Let's go. So they meet up with Marlo at a juice bar. And they're all, you know, it's like the usual. They all say hi. We just hear Portia saying, I love you. I love you.
And they start talking about Dennis, and Portia's like, well, we're not together right now, but, you know, maybe we could be later, but you just have to be very clear because there's a child, and say, no, it's over for right now. That's how clear we are.
And Marlo's like, well, when she goes like, well, we're not together right now, Marlo goes, oh, so just now this week, right? Yeah, just this week. She's like, no. She's like, and Marlo's like, well, they'll be back together in 90 days. Yeah, 90 days.
And then we find out that Dennis has been sending her co-parenting gifts, which are Chanel purses, basically. And she's like, you know, and he doesn't even say I want you back because he knows that I'll get mad at him. So now he just says things like, I know you can't wear this in jail.
Yeah. Which, charming. So then...
another Chanel purse from the Hot Dog King. So yeah. Then Cynthia calls Cynthia. Cynthia and Kenya are talking. And yeah. Kenya's, like, bopping around the house. She's like, I am so excited for this party. Remember when Pilar's birthday came in the middle of COVID and I had already gotten her a birthday present? A Rosa Parks doll. I'm so excited to give it to her. Nothing can ruin this day.
Yeah. Well, it turns out Lauren is a bit apprehensive about Kenya coming to the party. And she texted Cynthia saying, I wouldn't want even chance ruining this night for P. Please don't bring Kenya. So now Cynthia has to uninvite Kenya to this backyard gathering.
And then Kenya starts yelling at production. She's like, did you know about this? They're like, no, no, ma'am, we swear.
She's like, well, somebody's paying for my hair and makeup. I know that. That's okay. So I'm not going to be petty. Someone pay for my hair, though.
So later she calls Candy, and she's like, hi, Candy. Can you just mention to the girls tonight about the surprise party? Because Lauren rescinded her invitation to me. And Candy's like, oh, that's too bad. I'm so sorry. And she goes, yeah, I think this whole party is extremely self-serving and fake anyway. To me, it's just she just does it all for a photo op.
Yeah, and then then Kenya says, yeah, it's just, I think it's just all fake. You know, given that this is all about, you know, Portia's all about unity and Black Lives Matter. And then, you know what, like, why is it that she always manages to get arrested on camera? I'm like, I think that's called activism. I think it's like you do something with high visibility to spread the word. I don't know. Could just be.
Yeah,
me.
Cameras are there. Like, there's a lot of news cameras around.
Have you noticed you're on a reality show, too, by the way? Do you notice that, like, literally everything you're doing is on camera?
Yeah, this is pretty gross.
You're all reality stars.
This is pretty gross of Kenya. And it's also very Kenya, you know?
Yeah, very Kenya.
And so Kenya's like, well, Candy says, well, maybe it's better that you don't come if that's how you feel about it. And she's like, well, I wouldn't say that there. I mean, I've always played nice before.
And then it's like, cue the montage of Kenya ruining every event. Kenya, more hair care.
Yeah. And Kenya's like, well, I was going to be positive. I even had a present for her daughter. I guess I'll just send it with Cynthia. Like, oh, Kenya. Poor Kenya, who poor never Kenya, does anything to anybody.
Poor, poor Kenya. What you gonna do? Mm. So now we get, like a Black Lives Matter montage thing. We see, like, stuff around Atlanta. We see Portia leading a protest, all that good stuff. And then we go to her house where people are starting to arrive at this party. And it's kind of funny because this is, I feel like, the first, like, party I've seen in, like, the COVID times, like, mid-COVID. And it's funny because in my mind, I was expecting all these people, and then it was just, like, 8 people. And I was like, oh, that's right. We're not getting those scenes anymore.
Yeah. So the new girls all come, too. And Cynthia
Even
and Candy
Fallon.
Are kind
of... Fallon yeah. got an invitation, not Kenya.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Yeah, Fallon and LaToya and Jasmine. So Cynthia and Kenya are talking, and they're talking about how Kenya was uninvited. And Candy's like, yeah, well, then maybe the way she was talking on the phone, maybe it's better that she didn't come.
And then and LaToya, of course,
just a bunch of people. Say it again, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, LaToya's just being an asshole like usual. Like, she sees Fallon and goes, oh, I didn't get the flats memo.
she's such an asshole. She's just trying to start a fight with whoever she can, but she's making me laugh, so, like, I'm totally fine with it.
Yeah.
So we she's like that. So you're married to a man named Simon. So how old is he? Oh, 56. Yeah, I knew that about you. Yeah. I knew that.
Yeah, you look like you date older men with money. And Fallon's like, ew. But, like, also, LaToya's not totally wrong. Because, like, let's not forget when we met Fallon on the last episode and we went over to her house and we saw her husband. And I think we all had this feeling like, please, please say that's not the husband. Because we knew it was the husband. We knew. And I was like, oh, yeah, it was the husband.
Just sitting in a chair, like, leering at the ladies in the hot tub.
Yeah.
So she actually takes it really well, Fallon. She's like, well, whatever. It's my first older man. They're not all older man. And then Marlo comes in these stiletto heels, and she's sinking into the grass and twerking on Candy. So then they go surprise Portia, driving up with Tanya for the surprise, and Portia cries.
Yeah, and she's like really happy, and she just felt... She felt it was awkward to be celebrated because she's just doing something from her heart, etc. So, and then they're all just sitting around talking, having a great time. And Candy's like, she's like, so how old are you? And how old are you? And they're all like 30. And she's like, wow, I feel old around these girls. And I know if I'm feeling old, then Cynthia must be feeling quite ancient.
So then Pilar comes out with Miss Diane and Portia cries some more and thanks everybody.
And Cynthia.
And then Cynthia's like, well, speaking of thoughtful, I have a gift from Kenya.
Yeah, she wanted to be here, but Lauren had some apprehensions. I'm like, oh, you are so shady, Cynthia. So shady. You could have just given the gift, you know?
And Portia's like, yeah, well, no one knows where, you know, me and Kenya stand. And Portia's like, well, I've tried enough with Kenya. Like, at this point, I'm just fine with it being meh.
Yeah, pretty much. So then Portia makes a speech that's, you know, like saying how she appreciates the love and that she put her well-being aside for the fact that, you know, like, you know, for the fact that, like, everyone should be treated like humans, which is so true. Although she did it on camera, which was pretty thirsty, if you ask me, huh?
Yeah, she gives, like, a full-on speech, you know. And then, you know, Candy's proud of her and Cynthia's proud of her. And she says, now more than ever, as black women, we have to support each other. So I am so here for Portia Luther King.
Yeah, Portia Luther King. And that's actually all that happened on the episode. It's like, it's kind of funny. It's like, to be fair, there was like a solid 7 minutes of Tanya filling up her gas tank and then like driving places. Like they're really kind of having to stretch out this content because really not a whole lot happened here.
Yeah. This show really needs all the women together, I think.
It does.
Because when they all get together, it's really, really good. And actually, I think it was really fun to watch. It's just not much to recap, but, I still, you know,
I mean, it was, it's watchable. It's just, there's not a huge, the first episode of the season was a little slower because it's very serious, dealing with serious stuff. So what are we going to do? Like, just like crack jokes about that. And then I thought the second episode was really good. And the third episode was good too. But this one was sort of like a little bit of a lull again, but you know what happens? It happens.
Well, it looks like it's going to get good next time.
We'll see. Until then, go check out the Crappies nominations. Go vote. It's free to vote. It's just, you just go and you vote. It's fun. And keep an eye out and an ear out for our ticket information for the show. It's going to be January 14th. Just reserve the date. And again, by the 14th, we mean January 21st. And we will get back to you on when those tickets will be going live. And we'll be back tomorrow with some goddamn Below Deck.
Yeah, we'll see you later, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie. Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan lettuce.
He makes us squee. Richie D.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
The Bay Area betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy, cease and desisto. Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa. It's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Erica, 500 days of summers.
We will. Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Coutar. We love you guys.